WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing something more? Like there's always this next level to achieve, the next goal to conquer. We live in a world that often pushes us towards ambition, right? And while striving for greatness is awesome, I'm here to tell you about another superpower, one that might surprise you. Humility. No, seriously. Today, we're diving into the incredible power of cultivating humility and modesty in our lives. Now, before you think this is some freaky self-help stuff, hear me out. Humility isn't about shrinking yourself or putting others on a pedestal. It's about recognizing that none of us have all the answers, that we're all part of something bigger, and that there's always room to learn and grow. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a video game. Are you going to rage quit every time you hit a tough level? Or are you going to see it as an opportunity to level up your skills, try new strategies, and maybe even discover a hidden cheat code or two? That's what humility is all about, embracing challenges, staying curious, and recognizing that the journey itself is more important than reaching the destination. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this amazing superpower. 1. Practice active listening. Ever notice how some people just talk at you instead of truly listening? That's not humility, my friend. It's about genuinely trying to understand other perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Ask questions, show empathy, and be present in a conversation. You might be surprised by what you learn. 2. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. We all mess up sometimes, it's part of being human. But instead of beating yourself up, see mistakes as valuable feedback. Analyze what went wrong, figure out how to do things differently next time, and move on. Remember, even the greatest athletes or scientists have had their fair share of stumbles along the way. 3. Be grateful for what you have. It's easy to get caught up in the what-if game, wishing we had more, wanting something better. But practice gratitude for what you already have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It shifts your focus from lack to abundance and cultivates a sense of contentment. 4. Recognize your limits. This one's a tough pill to swallow sometimes, but it's essential for growth. We can't be experts at everything, and that's okay. Be honest with yourself about your strengths and weaknesses. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it, and be open to learning from others. 5. Leave a service. Think about how you can contribute to the world around you. Helping others is a powerful way to cultivate humility because it takes the focus off yourself and puts it on something bigger than your own needs. Whether it's volunteering your time, offering a helping hand to a friend, or simply being kind to strangers, even small acts of service can make a difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event. You've got that I know everything vibe going on, talking over people, boasting about your achievements, not exactly humble, right? Now picture this. You show up, genuinely listen to others, ask thoughtful questions, and offer help where needed. You don't try to dominate the conversation, but you contribute valuable insights and make meaningful connections. Who stands out more? Who inspires trust and respect? The answer is pretty clear. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to cultivate humility and modesty in your life. Remember, this isn't about shrinking yourself or pretending to be less than you are. It's about embracing the journey of growth, recognizing our interconnectedness, and using our strengths to contribute to something greater than ourselves. Are you ready to level up your wisdom game? Take a moment now. Think about one small step you can take today to embody humility in your interactions. Maybe it's being a more active listener, offering genuine compliments, or simply acknowledging when someone has a better idea. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of humility and let me know what resonates with you most. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. And remember, the journey is just as important as the destination.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.